This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Tayo dito sa ating programang Barangay New Zealand sa Free FM 89.0 at pwede rin pong mapakinggan webcasting sa www.freefm.org.nz. At kung meron po kayong mga comments, questions, or suggestions, pwede nyo pong i-email sa akin sa barangaynz@gmail.com. Ako po inyong kaibigan sa Impapawid, ang inyong Direk Rene, dito po sa ating programang Barangay New Zealand.
Ito na naman ang kape at pandasal. Ako po si Cardinal Chito Tagle ng Manila. Pagdasalan po natin, sumuko ka sa Diyos. Ayaw na ayaw nating sumuko. Palatandaan kasi ng kahinaan at pagkatalunan ang pagsuko. Nakakahiyang matalo sa laro, nakakagalit na matalo sa eleksyon. Kaya umuwi sa init ng ulo ang pagkatalo. Hindi ako susuko, wika ng mayabang. Subalit, mayroon ding mga taong hindi sumusuko sa mga problema at hilahil ng buhay. Maganda ito dahil bunga ng pag-asa. Sa araw na ito, subukan nating sumuko sa Diyos. Malimit tayong nakikipaglaban sa Diyos. Iginigiit ang ating plano at kagustuhan kahit pinahihiwatig na ng Diyos na iba ang kanyang panukala. Ang pagsuko sa Diyos ay hindi pagkatalo o kawalan ng pag-asa. Sa halip, ito ay pagpapakumbaba at pagkilala na ang buhay natin ay may pakay lamang kung tumutupad sa plano ng Diyos. Huwag mahiyang sumuko basta sa Diyos. Kaya sabihin natin, O Ama, isinusuko ko ang aking kalooban sa kalooban mo. Amen.
Ng Diyos sa kanyang tahanan, lahat tayo'y tanggap at bawang minamahal niya.
Tanggap at
welcome back to Barangay New Zealand. Magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat. Ako po inyong kaibigan sa Impapawid, ang inyong Direk Rene. At wishing you a wonderful Tuesday. At ano na, malapit na matapos ang mga maliligayang araw ng mga guro. Pero meron pa naman, may thankful pa naman tayo. So sa gabing ito, I will have a wonderful discussion. Matagal ko na siyang gustong makausap at very busy. And suddenly, ito, hindi naman suddenly, pinlano talaga namin to have this conversation. And I'd like to bring to the stream, siya po ay pareho kami, tubong Mindanao, siya ay taga Sambuanga. Ako taga Sambuanga, siya ay taga Davao. Si Laarni Tagalog. Laarni, magandang gabi sa iyo. Good evening.
Good evening, Kuya Rene. Thank you so much for inviting me and your podcast show.
Okay, thank you so much. At so to put into context, saan ka nga sa Mindanao, Laarni?
So from Davao. Davao talaga. But basically dun talaga yung buong family, doon lumaki, doon nag-aral.
Sa city? Is it sa city? Sa Davao City ka ba?
Ano pa po, rural pa. Like Kalinan, malapit dun sa Malagos na ano, yung Philippine Eagle.
Ah, yes. Oo.
Sulukan.
Oh, so going south, papuntang Davao del Sur, yung ano. Oh. Kasi yung, ako I'm from Sambuanga, yung mom ko is Sambuanga, Bisaya, but my dad is from Davao, no? Sambuanga, Davao. Sa ano siya eh? Sa may pier, sa may Sasa, di ba?
Ah, Sasa, yes.
Oh, Sasa. Yung papuntang airport, puntang ano.
Yes.
So, tubong ano, tubong Mindanao, tubong ano to, Davao, Bisaya. Pero ang kanya apelido ay Tagalog. Laarni Tagalog.
Oo, naguguluhan yung mga tao minsan kapag mag-message sa akin if Tagalog. Tagalog ba ako? Akala nila Tagalog speaking, but yes. So, surprise yung family yung mga clients ko minsan na Bisaya. Magbigla akong mag-Bisaya.
Pero that's a good ano, good selling point 'yan, ano, yung family name mo. I'm sure this is way beyond your ano, yung batang-bata ka pa, so hindi mo pa naabutan. Dati may sikat na singer si Ruben Tagalog. Talagang
okay.
Ang mga kinakanta niya yung mga ano, talagang makalumang kanta, no? But anyway, so we go back to your ano, to your, so you grew up in Davao. Saan ka nag-aral sa Davao?
So sa elementary doon pa sa ano, Barangay Wines. So I'm not sure if anyone is, you know, familiar with that, but that's further from Malagos. And then Baguio District, I graduated in high school and Baguio District. And then nag-college ako sa Davao Doctors College. And doon ako.
Okay. Doon ka nagtapos ng nursing. So you finished nursing. So did you work as a nurse also sa Davao o sa Philippines?
Opo. So after I graduated in Davao Doctors College, I was very lucky na nakapasa doon ako sa Davao Doctors Hospital. So I did my training in Davao Doctors Hospital. I work in a children's ward for 3 years, around 3 years before ako nagpunta dito sa New Zealand.
Ah, so direct from the Philippines, dito ka na, hindi ka nag-Saudi o ibang bansa?
Hindi na po, diretso na dito. Yes, I was very lucky.
Lucky. Oh, bakit mo pinili ang New Zealand? What is it in New Zealand that attracted you? You're married already nung time na yon?
Yes, I was already married. Actually, we were looking other countries then. I think we tried looking at going to the UK then at that time. Kasi very, at that time, 2012, ang daming nag-a-abroad nurses. It was very, like, lahat nagpupunta sa ibang bansa. And it just so happened that I knew someone na papuntang New Zealand and I had a chat with that friend and then she shared how was the process and it was more straightforward than UK or much more sa US. There's a lot of exams that US required. So, yun. Yeah, we tried. At ang nangyari noon, ako muna po ang pumunta dito. So iniwan ko yung husband ko and I have one child back then, yung teenager ko na ngayon. So ako muna
nakipag-sumunan
sa New Zealand.
Bakit pinili nyo na ikaw muna rather than, usually kasi, I mean, I'm not being sexist, no, pero usually si husband muna ang nauuna.
Yes. Kasi at that time, ako na yung, ako po yung nakapag-IELTS na, yung English exam. Ah,
okay, oo. Oo.
Kasi ikaw muna kasi pumasa na sa IELTS, so mm-hmm. yun. And then, it's too expensive, Kuya Rene, back then, yung mm-hmm. bayad for competency assessment program, yung
course. Oh, yung CAP. Mm-hmm.
CAP, yes. So it was so expensive. Like, hindi namin kaya na dalawa kami.
Sabay. Oo. Mm-hmm. Saan ka nag-CAP? Anong place? Anong school?
Nag-CAP ako doon sa Foxton, Foxton Beach. So very, ano, yun yung, pagdating ko sa New Zealand, as in bundok, sabi ko, ay, ito pala yung New Zealand. So yun din sa may Foxton Beach. Lonsdale, yung pangalan ng school. And I think they are still doing that CAP course.
Oh,
course.
Hindi ko akalain na sa Foxton, eh, meron palang CAP na ano doon, yung Lonsdale. Ano. Kasi rural na rural yung Foxton, di ba?
Rural. So pagkadating ko niya yung New Zealand, you can just imagine na parang na-shock talaga ako, pambaka lang yung nakikita ko. Tapos, wala masyadong neighbors and I met a few Filipinos, which was very mm-mm. nice then. Mm-mm. But yun, sabi ko, nag-video chat ako sa husband ko, ay, ito pala yung New Zealand. Ang daming baka, wala ako makitang kalabas. So it was an experience talaga pagdating.
Tapos after yung CAP, where did you work as a nurse already?
And yes, so after ako nag-CAP, while I was waiting for my registration, kasi apply mo pa sa nursing council, so nakatambay muna ako sa Palmerston North. There was a Filipino there, Benta. And it was better kasi parang medyo marami ng tao. Medyo city Palmerston North. So ito, ay, at least may mga mall na ganyan. Natuwa ako. Then I was based in Palmerston North, and then doon na ako nag-apply different hospital, rest homes. Mm-hmm. And I got my first interview sa Waikato Hospital Children's Ward.
Oh, so, okay.
I traveled by bus. Then I was connected to a Filipino. So very, very humble beginnings and just really helpful. Kasi I don't know anyone, and then yung tinesan ko back in the days in Palmerston. Oh, I'll connect you to my friend in Hamilton. Maybe makakatulog ka sa kanila. And it was, then I had a sleepover there. Then I had my interview. And I was so lucky. That was my very first interview. And I got the job straight away.
So, did it help? Na kasi sa Davao, you were in the children's ward. So, yung experience mo. And then, so you got this job sa Waikato Hospital. Nakatulong ba?
Yes. Yes, talaga. Oo, kasi at that time, even then, they'll always look at your experience, no? So I was in Davao Doctor's Hospital. I was actually more of a general pediatric, surgical, medical, onco. And then dito sa Waikato Hospital, it was purely medical. So I was like, oh, okay, medical lang. So you separate yung surgical ward for kids. So, actually, very, so parang na-impress sila na, okay, so I have quite a, yung parang knowledge with pediatric is quite, medyo malawak kasi I do surgical.
Ah, okay. Talk to me to the process of, ano ba yung medical, ano yung surgical? Surgical nurse?
Yeah, so pediatric medical ward, so we only cater client patients, mga bata yung may mga medical, masakit yung mga asthma, bronchitis, yung mga ano medical ano to, so surgical naman yun yung may mga na injury yung mga, medyo ano to, grabe doon mga wound dressing, mga accident. So yun, so sakit lang sa medical ward. Oo, yung surgical ng mga ano case na ano sila. Tapos yung oncologist din, kasi we have like cancer ng mga bata, so they usually have a separate ward sa surgical kasi hindi siya pwede medical kasi medyo ano siya, marami siyang infectious cases na doon, pneumonia, so they have to be separate.
Tama.
Oo. Pag sa surgical ward kasi they're more of clean case, so doon nilalagay separate ano sila room.
I see. Oo. Kasi I used to live in Hamilton for 8 years, so yung bunso ko, I think he was 5 or 6, na hospital siya, so doon nga siya sa ano yun, medical siya, hindi siya sa surgical kasi parang ano siya, may ubo, yung mga ganon, yung
yes,
so we stayed there. Oo. So from then hanggang ngayon, I mean, last year, hindi ka lumipat ng ospital, ng work?
No, hindi. So from 2012, I was in a pediatric ward up to 2019. So as in, I really loved my job there, like as a children's nurse, na-enjoy ko siya. Until it got to the point na it was too much to juggle because my husband is also a nurse. And I think maraming makakarelate nito because I have met a lot of clients that both couples are nurses. And the juggling of shift work plus mga anak sa iiwan was very, very chaotic. So parang nag-decide ako, na, okay, I'll find a job na yung daytime lang, yung hindi shift work. Para at least yung isa sa amin is yung steady lang yung schedule. And so I applied to another job. Ito na yung senior role sa nursing. So naging nurse coordinator ako sa Waikato Hospital. And it is different kasi it's Monday to Friday and then ano lang office hours. So so nakatulong sa aming arrangement with kids, childcare, kasi nga ako ano lang pang umaga, so sa gabi nasa bahay na. So yung husband ko, he does different shift, PM, night. So yun. And that's what I did from 2019 up to last year until I took a break for from nursing.
So ano yon, more of managerial na yon, yung hindi ka na, you don't meet the patients na siguro, no? More of kasi sa office na
office
ano.
Job is more of like training, teaching.
So may training and teaching component na rin pala yon, yung time na yon, ha? Okay.
Did
you also undergo yung parang additional ano to, yung studies to become a trainer or something like that?
Yes, so I think it is a requirement, like if you apply for a senior role position, usually they will look at if you did postgraduate studies. So I did my postgraduate, so I actually achieved my postgraduate diploma in nursing, and I did that while I was working as a nurse just to advance myself. So nakatulong. Pag-apply ka ng senior role, they'll look at your postgraduate. And yun yung nakapasok ako as a senior nurse.
That's good. Congratulations. Saan yung school? Was it in Wintec or sa Waikato Hospital?
Wintec. I did it through Wintec. So I did my postgraduate and nursing and then certificate and then diploma. Lahat yun sa Wintec.
So
and I did
up to
2 years.
Talagang ano, yung nakatutok habang full-time trabaho, full-time mom, tapos ano,
looking back ko yan, hindi ko alam eh paano ko natapos yun. At that time I think one child, and then yung sa diploma ko, dalawa na sila. So tapos ko before sila naging tatlo.
So your youngest, how old is your youngest?
Almost 3 na siya by end of the month.
So that's why this year, I mean, you took a break talaga kasi by next year, pwede na siyang pumasok yata, no? Parang sa nursery ba yun or something?
And actually, nag-start na siya ng kindy. Nag-start na siya ng kindy at end of last year. Because I work from home na ngayon full-time. And so, pag toddler, hindi ka makapag-work.
So now let's go to your shift in career, no? So from being a nurse, you became an insurance advisor. So what made you decide to, of all the things that you could do, so parang naisip mo, oh, gusto ko sa insurance advisor, or you also looked at other career options?
What actually happened is ito yung kasagsagan ng pandemya. So this was 2020, and I think a lot of us were sort of looking into other things, and mas marami tayong time na nasa bahay. But what happened to me was different because I was introduced by a colleague ngayon. So I just want to mention, shout out to he's actually my mentor, Bobby Chua, and he is
Si Bobby, kilala ko si Bobby. Okay.
Yes, so I was introduced to the profession by him. Bobby is my insurance advisor since back in the day. And then I knew Bobby from Davao Doctors Hospital because we worked together in Davao Doctors Hospital.
So kasi really, nurse din si Bobby, di ba?
Correct. He's also a nurse. And so that's what happened. And it was like, it just like so random and just say, hey, do you want to have a meeting? Because you might be interested for the job. Sabi ko, so ano yung, parang anong job yan? And then we had a meeting. And then we had a meeting together with the CEO at saka yung boss namin na si Mr. Gary Palmer. Shout out. Mm-hmm. He's a Kiwi and he owns Peak Financial Services, pero may pusong Pinoy. And most mm-hmm. of us, our team, are actually Filipinos because he just really loved the work ethics of the Filipinos. So yun. And that's how I started. And when Bobby introduced and said, like, oh, I think you'll be good. I think what he find is that yung bang pag may medical background, it is so important. Hmm. It is so important. It gives you that advantage to job.
Okay.
So initially, I did not actually understand. I was just like, okay, I'm cool to try. Yun lang dun sa akin. So my motivation noon at that time, Karen, is if you're a mom, is always if you can be flexible with your time to look after your family.
Tama.
Good. Mm-hmm. So, if you're employed, you have to go to work. Mm-hmm. You don't have much ownership of your time. So that was my motivation. Nothing else. I don't know what I'm going, getting into myself. Like, I di ko talaga alam. And then, the training, this and that. And then, along the way, when you started, you know, meet clients and help them on claim time, and then ko na-appreciate na, okay, yes, talagang napakalaking tulong pala if you have the medical background. You can just deliver, like, you can make sure that what you give to your clients is the best because naiintindihan mo, I know how to read policy wordings, what this company, how this company will pay for a heart attack versus how this company will pay for a heart attack. And this company was difficult to achieve heart attack before kababagal. And this company, then you read that. It's like a Bible. I read it. Because having a medical background, it was easy. I have fought claims that merong mga initial decline. But then because I have that medical background, which is very, very advantageous for me in this job. And like I have to really have to question. And then it turned out to, then later na-approve. So yung mga ganun, then yung nakakatuwa, kasi that is really what I want as well. It's like helping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it seems to be like you're thriving in this industry, no? Kasi it's not just selling the insurance, but it's really explaining and follow-ups and so many other things. Hindi ka naman shy, no? You've been exposed to as a manager, so ano na yan. But have you had like challenges with the clients? Most of your clients Filipinos or iba-ibang ethnicities?
Yes, majority are Filipinos. Meron na ding mga sa ibang lahi yung mga Filipino na married ng Kiwi or or yung mga ganun naman, mga mix ng ganun. But yes, majority are Filipinos. And I'm just very thankful. I'm just very thankful some of the clients that maybe I met through social media platform, they saw me. And it is, hindi kasi siya nagtalayo based on my previous job. Because I was saying I was involved in training, teaching. Mm-hmm. And that's my passion. Mm-hmm. Kasi initially when I was a kid, I thought I'm gonna be a teacher. Parang gusto ko kasi magturo. Naalala ko when growing up, I'm always like teaching my cousins, nakaupo sila mag-aak-aak ako as teacher. So the passion for teaching is always there. And that is why I use this social media platform to teach, share general information. Kasi iba talaga pag you have some understanding, hindi lang yung, diba? It's what they say, knowledge is power. And so, what I'm sharing it. I want to educate people. No, so I'm not here to sell insurance, but to educate. Kasi iba din yun that people should take ownership on, they have to understand para they tend to appreciate paying for insurance. Naintindihan nila. When it comes to challenges, I'm sorry, Kuya.
No, go ahead.
When it comes to challenges, I think challenges with Hindi ko masyadong maano yun siya. I think it's more just when maybe just trying to get people to understand. Kasi may mga I got inquiries about, you know, parang okay, magkano po yung mga ganyan. So parang, no, you don't just ask for quote. You have to sit down with me so that I can explain. So we get that a lot. Because I think ang dami pa rin, there is a big gap of lack of knowledge about it. No? So that's what I'm here to try to fill that gap. Para talaga maintindihan how this will help you in times of, you know, in times of sickness or death, injuries, lahat lang. So that's a challenge just kasi marami pa rin hindi nakakaintindi.
Okay.
And so that's what my motivation, always try to explain.
Now, Laarnie, how will someone like who is watching now or is interested, how can they get in touch with you? Like through email, contact details that you we can show? Paano sila pwedeng mag-ano?
Yes, so I have a website, Kuya. So, laarnietagalog.co.nz.
Okay.
So, there's a lot of information there. They can also book it through the website. You can book an appointment through the website.
Okay. So, ito, tinatype ko. Yung Laarnie is may E yun, di ba?
Yes, may E.
Okay. O, sige. Ito. So, ito yung, ano, ito yung contact ka. Yan. www.laarnietagalog.co.nz. At dyan sa website, nandyan na lahat yung pwede nilang kung saan ka kukontakin. Kung pwede silang online mag-message. No? Parang ganon.
Yes. Yes, they can send message. They can message me in Facebook and Instagram or book an appointment through the website. It's free. And that's what I'm telling to people. It's free. It's no obligation. You know, as long as I can explain to you and then whatever you decide, that is not a problem. Lahat lang just explain. Oo.
Tapos yung clients mo is hindi lang Hamilton. It could be iba-ibang lugar. Pati Auckland siguro, meron kang clients sa Auckland.
I have clients all over New Zealand na po. So kahit nakaabot na ako ng Invercargill, suksulutan ng South Island because the meeting is online through Zoom. And that made it more ano, para maabot ko kung anywhere in New Zealand. So I have clients madami anywhere, Tauranga, Bay of Plenty, Napier, lahat-lahat na, to north, everywhere in New Zealand na meron na ata ako. So,
Yung sinasabi nila na yung mga nurses, no, maganda naman ang income, maganda naman yung kita, pero I know of several already na they go also into business, no? Si Bobby is one, although he's not practicing anymore, di ba? Si Bobby, hindi na siya nagpa-practice. Or si Van, have you heard of Van? Si Van Tikar, I think. He used to be a nurse, but he's also into iba-ibang businesses, no? May kilala ako dyan sa Hamilton, si Floor.
May Floor, business
din siya. Oh, may business din si Floor. Sina Judith, no? Yung mga nurses dyan. Ano yun? I think it's not the money that you are after. Eh. It's more of the growth and then the ano yung tulong. Yung ba yun, Laarnie?
Yes, definitely. I think for me personally, it's really just to have that flexibility. Kasi if you are parang, kasi if you're employed, you don't have much to say with, you know, you have to go to work, you have to apply for leave, sick leave, and having children, tatlo pa. So parang if I'm just working from home, then it's really for me, it just gives me that flexibility more than anything else. Kasi yes, you are right, Kuya. I mean, kahit papano, nakahabol na ang ating sweldo sa mga nurses sa New Zealand. Malapit na tayo sa Australia, at least. So it's actually, and I really love the profession. Ayoko talagang mapaso din yung license ko as a nurse. Parang, so I'm not sure yet how I'm gonna tackle it, kung how I can keep the license. Kasi you have to be at least working. Para daw, I heard na parang once a fortnight mag-duty ka or magpa-practice ka.
Ganun? Oh, okay.
I haven't looked into that further because it's been a year pa lang. Kasi I think 4 years before mapaso, and then you have to do your refresher course, yung magka-camp and everything. So, love ko pa rin talagang maging nurse. Parang andito na din sa akin yun. So I'm not sure, maybe I'll find some ways along the way on how I can fit in my busy life. Pero yes, talagang gusto ko pa rin.
It's early days naman, no? So you're just a year into the business, and as you said, for para palang teachers yan, no? Kailangan four years yata. Tapos kung hindi ka nagpa-practice, yun, mapapaso nga yung ano, no? Yung registration. Oo. But you seem to be growing, you seem to be enjoying what you're doing, you're helping a lot of people. Are you active also in the Bisaya community dyan sa, ano, sa, alam ko, malaking sa Waikato, malaking Waikato region, malaking Bisaya na, ano, oo. Are you active in that group?
Oo, marami naman akong, ano, marami naman akong connections na mga business owners din, na mga Pinoy dito.
Ah, okay.
Van, dyan may car yard, yung van, ano, kuya van sa may...
Ah, si van,
van owners, dyan. And then there's a few builders na mga, ano, Filipino, mortgage broker, yung mga ganun. So, it nakakatawa.
Actually, get in touch with those business
owners. And talagang very, ano po, very humbling. I mean, pag nurse ka kasi, the fulfillment is when I was back on the floor when looking after children is yung nakalabas yung bata na, alam mo yung pag-admission nila, gabi, nahirapan niya, and then you look after them, you follow their journey for a few days, and then sila, tumawa na, nag-discharge na. So that's the fulfillment as a nurse, makikita na yung maling. This time, as an insurance advisor, the fulfillment for me is two things. Fulfilled ako, once a client understands my explanation, and that is my fulfillment. Whether you get insurance or not, as long as you understood, because I get feedback, ay, salamat po. Never ko talagang naintindihan ng insurance until I sat down with you. And that is for me, oh, that is good. It's like mission accomplished. It's always my mission to help you understand how it works. Second fulfillment for me in this job is when a claim gets approved. Okay? Because that is what that is when the client get to benefit the value of their insurance. No, I had a few clients already claim for trauma, breast cancer. That is when they need money.
Oh, okay.
Financial support. I had a client last week lang who had heart attack, right? Hindi nakapag-work. Claim for trauma cover. So, parang that I had this client who actually messaged me privately and said, like, ngayon, it's a sad place to be kasi nga nagka-cancer, and the treatment along the way is gonna take a long time, but itong money na natanggap namin, at least ito na lang yung parang na kahit pa paano nakapagpangiti sa amin, kasi we know that we will have some help financially in the next few months or in the next 1 year. And to be part of that, it's quite fulfilling na makatulong. And then kapo Pinoy, mga kababayan, so...
Tsaka ano yan eh, no amount of money or wealth yung may kapalit dyan, no? The feeling of tulong, ano. Okay, Laarni, bihira ko to gawin eh, pero gusto kong gawin sa'yo eh. So mag-fast talk tayo, ha?
Okay.
Bihira ko tong gawin eh. So sige, alright. Winter or summer?
Summer.
Beach or the mountains?
Beach.
New Zealand or Hamilton or Davao?
Hamilton. Sorry.
Okay. Nursing, being a nurse, or an insurance advisor?
That is very, very hard. I think insurance advisor, because I can still use my nursing hat with helping clients in this industry.
Good. Black or white?
White.
North Island or South Island?
North Island. Ang lamig dyan, kuya. Dyan ako. Ang lamig.
Oo nga eh. But you have clients din sa ano sa what's this South Island, no? You also have clients
there. Yes, I met a few clients in Christchurch last time, so that was very nice. There's a lot in Christchurch actually, and then I have a few in Queenstown. I have a few in Invercargill, at saka iba pang mga small towns dyan, Cromwell.
Okay. Oh yes.
To me in Facebook or some has been referred through friends.
Oh, good. And nagluluto ka ba? Are you a good cook?
Yes.
Anong specialty mo?
Actually, Kuya, I just actually converted into a plant-based diet a few months ago.
That's well done. That's good.
Yes. Alam mo naman, pag medyo may edad na, kailangan maging self-conscious konti. So I converted a few months ago. So that is pretty gulay. That's mainly of mga beans. So yung pinakakatino is the tofu. So I had this favorite miso soup with tofu, with all these veggies and all that. So yun yung aking favorite.
How about the kids? Yung mga anak mo, are they, ano? Siyempre, alam mo na mga bata, di ba? Parang...
The eldest, the teenager, it depende. No? Kasi may mga plant-based naman. They're very tasty. May mga pasta na plant-based and sometimes he eats. So sometimes then, masyadong very gulay. So they I have to try and another separate food for them.
Uh-huh.
My husband, we're doing the plant-based. Yes.
Oh, okay. Are you a sporty person, Laarni? Are you into sports? May hobby ka ba na ano, sa sports or something?
Yes, I used to play. I was very good, Kuya, with table tennis. You know? So,
back in high school,
I am like varsity.
varsity ng table tennis.
Oh. I compete table tennis. Yung mga, ano doon, yung mga, ano ba yun, Smaraa. I think back in the day, Smaraa, you know, compete nationwide, yung mga ganun. So, table tennis. I haven't played though for a while. but yes, hobbies. I'm trying to be very active, so I do Pilates, I go to the gym. Trying to be active.
Because
it's very sitting down lang, diba? So very, I like gumalaw kasi parang full day sometimes nasa desk lang ako ganito.
And also you have to look the part also kasi you are, you know, talking to clients and yung mga ganon, ano. Now, what is your future plan siguro for the next year? Huwag natin pag-usapan yung in 5 years time kasi masyado mahaba yun. So ano lang yung short term plans mo, Laarni?
So my short term plans, I think I would just love to see the business to continue to grow. I would love to help more people. Maybe I will do more. I'm trying to be very active in social media because nowadays this is the best way to actually reach people. No, so it's very quick through Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. So I'll try my best to be more like active, to be able to share more information. Because I really appreciate nakakataba ng puso yung mga feedback ng mga tao na okay, like I get your message ko na parang hi, I just come across your Facebook and I've been watching your videos and dami kong natutunan, can I book an appointment? Yung mga ganun. So I was like, oh, thank you, you're watching my videos. So parang, and lahat yun, it is really like, it's lahat yun because of, you know, my really goal is to really help. Oo, kasi kuya, I just have to say, there's also some sad things na ma-encounter sa Facebook or your meet clients na parang,
correct, oo.
That have good experience, and that's why I'm trying to help people. Talagang maintindihan, because I don't want them to experience the same things na nangyari. Insurance,
And you look the part, telegenic ka eh, artistahin ka eh, kaya pwede ka sa ano.
Kuya, grabe, salamat.
Sa pagko-commercial ng ano. Ah, ngayon naman, Laarni, what is your advice dun sa mga gustong magkaroon ng negosyo, whatever, kung ano man yung negosyo na, anong advice na pwede mong ibigay?
I think it takes a lot of planning. So, talagang kailangan siyang planuhin. Kailangan talaga siyang planuhin. And if you are working, and I learned this myself, if you are planning to get into a business and if you are working now full-time, just don't quit your job straight away. Kasi yun yung ginawa ko, kuya. I was doing both job, imagine, for 3 years. I was nursing, I was doing this, because you don't really know until you get the feel of, you know, kasi syempre may mga bayarin tayo, mga ganyan. So, you have to be very careful in taking steps every way. Tapos kakalkulahin mo. Kasi di ba mahirap din na nag-quit ka sa job and then you don't know na if your business will to work.
Correct.
So, try to just, you know, ano ba tinatawag nila, just test the water muna and see how it's going. And then maybe as soon as, you know, your business is growing, then maybe you can, you know, drop your hours doon. And I think that's when to drop your hours. And then yun, before you can do it. So, yeah, parang, hindi din na kasi ako masyadong risk taker, kuya. So, hindi ko parang, I did not just jump straight away. Kasi syempre, alam mo na, marami tayong mga bayarin. Well, and I think you choose the business. I think one thing pa is choose the business na talagang you have passion. Kasi iba yun eh. The drive is different if you love what you're doing. Like me as an insurance advisor, I love my job. I love what I'm doing. And I get excited to meet different people every time. Parang hindi nakakatuwa. Uy, taga Davao di ay. Pag-isaya. Parang, yes, you have to choose a business na talagang may passion ka. Kasi otherwise, will not thrive.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Tama yun. Kailangan yung galing sa... You enjoy it. Like, and it's evident. Evidensya na sa'yo. Parang nag-bloom ka at okay yung ano. Kahit na siguro may mga challenges, may mga problems, of course, sa negosyo. Yes. But yes. It's part of the ano. Oh.
And it will also reflect then to your clients or customers. Kunyari, magbibenta ka. Or nag-o-offer ka ng service, it will reflect na parang okay, talagang nakakatuwa, no? Kasi parang gustong-gusto niya yung trabaho. Hindi ka nababagot, no? Hindi ka talagang, kasi for me, like, people will say parang, oh, ang bilis mo pong mag-reply, hindi naman sa nakatutok lang ako sa phone. Pero I understand kasi that when someone reach out to me, when they have a question, like, if I'm free, I will reply. Parang hindi, and I think that's how I have helped my people and my clients because of how, alam mo yung, they can actually contact me whenever they need. And I think that's what we need, diba? Kahit naman tayo, kuya, if we have a lawyer that we are engaging, it's appreciated if we get a reply straight away.
Correct.
And that's my commitment to my clients. Like, okay, once, I want them to feel that once I'm their advisor, they can sit back and relax. I'll look after them.
Oh, good. Nice. Oh, nice, huh? Magandang ano yan. Magandang tagline.
Yes. And I just want them to feel that they are relaxed. Now they have been looked after. They've got me. If things go wrong, they can contact me for whatever question. And I'm here to help. Yun lang talaga. And that's it.
And ito yung contact details, no? www.laarnitagalog.co.nz para sa mga katanungan, if you want to ask questions and there are queries and you want to book an appointment, no? Dyan po sa website na yan. Maraming salamat, Laarni, no? It's been a pleasure to have you on Barangay NZ podcast, and I look forward to engage with you again and see you grow in your business. And pag magkape tayo, pag nandyan ako sa Hamilton,
yes,
magkita tayo ng ano. So thank you so much.
If andito ka sa Hamilton, let me know and we should meet in person. And then pag andyan, Christchurch ka, kuya, di ba?
No, Auckland ako.
Ay, Auckland ka lang pala, kuya. Ang lapit
mo pala sa Auckland. Puntahan na lang. Oh, sige. Pag ano, magkita tayo. So, Auckland ako. But thank you so much, Laarni, no? Maraming salamat sa oras na panahon na binigay mo. And it's been interesting. So, a lot of information and a lot of things that clarifies yung mga queries sa pag-iisip ko. Yung, ano. So, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Kuya. It's a pleasure po. Thank you for guesting me.
And maraming salamat din sa ating mga tagapakinig, sa ating mga tagapanood. Dahil pinayagan nyo kami ni Laarni pumasok sa inyong mga tahanan, sa inyong mga puso, sa mga panahon ito. Medyo malamig ba dyan ngayon, Laarni? How is the weather there?
Malamig. Malamig. But walang tatalo sa lamig sa south.
Ah, yes. Oo. So thank you so much again at maraming salamat, no? Goodbye for now and God bless.
Maraming salamat at pinayagan niyo akong muli pumasok sa inyong mga tahanan, sa inyong mga puso para sa isang edisyon na naman ng ating programang Barangay New Zealand. Harinawa ay nakapagbigay ako ng konting aliw, kasiyahan, impormasyon at naibsan ng konti ang inyong kalungkutan o inyong paggunita ng ating inang bayan sa pamagitan po ng ating programang Barangay New Zealand. Tune in again next week, same time, every Thursday at 8 p.m. dito po sa ating Free FM 89.0 sa FM dial dito po sa Hamilton, Waikato and webcasting worldwide sa www.freefm.org.nz. Ako po muli ang inyong kaibigan sa Impapawid na yung palaging talagang mahal na mahal ko kayo at love na love ko kayo at gustong gusto ko itong ginagawa ko, makipag-ugnayan sa inyo sa Himpapawid. Direk Rene po dito sa ating programang Barangay New Zealand.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.